आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। ग्लोबल सर्विसेज फ्रॉम एयरलाइंस टू हेल्थ केयर स्लोली रिकवरिंग आफ्टर मैसिव आईटी आउटेज वर्ल्ड ओवर। Indian financial and payment system remain largely unaffected from Microsoft services outage. India reaffirms close bonds of friendship with Bhutan, promises firm commitment to further strengthen bilateral ties. Bangladesh imposes nationwide curfew and deploys military as death toll crosses 100 in anti-quota protest. And in Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India beat Pakistan by 7 wickets in their opening game at Dambulla in Sri Lanka. And in Swedish Open tennis, Rafael Nadal to face Duje Adjukovic in men's singles semifinals at Båstad today. And now the news in detail. Multiple services ranging from airlines to healthcare around the world are slowly recovering after a massive IT outage affected computer systems for hours yesterday. Millions of people around the globe were affected by widespread Microsoft software outage. Businesses, banking services, hospitals and airline operation were among the worst hit after US cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike issued a faulty software update which affected Microsoft Windows operating system, rendering devices around the world inoperable. Microsoft CEO Satya Narayan Nadella said in a social media post that they are working closely with CrowdStrike and across the industry to provide customers technical guidance and support to bring the systems back online safely. CrowdStrike's CEO apologized for the disruption and said a fix has been issued. He admitted that it will take some time before all systems were back up and running. Some airline services are beginning to return to normal. Over 5,000 flights were cancelled worldwide following the IT outage. In India, numerous flights were either delayed or cancelled. Flight operations at Indira Gandhi International Airport were also affected due to the issue. Flight operations of about 30 services of various airlines were also disrupted at the Rajiv Gandhi International Airport in Hyderabad due to global outage. Minister of Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the government is in touch with Microsoft and its associates regarding the global outage, which in turn is actively working with impacted entities. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said Indian Computer Emergency Response Team, CERT-IN, is coordinating with Chief Information Security Officers or CISOs of critical infrastructure entities. He added that all impacted entities are working to bring up their systems and in many cases systems are partially up. Meanwhile, the Indian financial and payment systems remained largely unaffected by the Microsoft services outage. The Reserve Bank of India in a statement said that overall, the Indian financial sector in its purview domain remains insulated from the global outage. National Payments Corporation of India Chief Executive Dilip Azbe said the country's payments architecture, including the widely popular Unified Payments Interface, has been unaffected. The ecosystem development in Uttarakhand will now be assessed through the Gross Environmental Product or GEP Index. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami launched the GEP Index in Dehradun yesterday. He said that now GEP can also be released along with GDP in the state. Its assessment will establish better harmony between ecology and economy. Mr. Dhami said that the GEP Index would also increase awareness of the environment.
उत्तराखंड में पहला राज्य ऐसा बना है जहां पर जीईपी इंडेक्स लॉन्च किया गया और ये हमारा जल है, जंगल है, जमीन है, वायु है और भूमि है, ऐसे सभी हमारे जो पर्यावरण को मेंटेन करने का काम करते हैं उन सभी का सूचकांक जारी हुआ है।
दिस विल हेल्प इन असेसिंग द कंट्रीब्यूशन टू एनवायरमेंटल प्रोटेक्शन। दिस इंडेक्स विल ऑल्सो हेल्प इन मेकिंग डेवलपमेंटल प्लान्स। The Madhya Pradesh government is organizing a regional industry conclave in Jabalpur today to encourage industry and business activities. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will inaugurate the conclave. On the occasion, the newly constructed Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose Cultural and Information Center, constructed at a cost of 80 crore rupees, will also be inaugurated. The Bihar government has approved its first film promotion policy aiming to provide full institutional support to movie makers and cinema enthusiasts. The decision was taken during the cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. Our correspondent reports that financial grants of up to 4 crore rupees will be provided for producing regional films showcasing cultural heritage of Bihar under the policy.
The purpose of the new film promotion policy is to promote art, culture, language and dialects of Bihar and create job opportunities in this sector. Those filmmakers who will produce movies, documentaries, OTT films and TV serials in Maithili, Bhojpuri, Maghi, Angika and Bajika will get special financial grants under the policy. The main aim of the policy is to develop Bihar as a big center of the country in the film production sector. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Union Home Minister and Senior BJP Leader Amit Shah will be on a day-long visit to Ranchi in Jharkhand today. He will address the extended working committee meeting of State BJP. Jharkhand BJP Chief Babulal Marandi said, Mr. Shah will review party's poll performance as well as of NDA in recently concluded Lok Sabha elections. The assembly election is likely to take place in the state later this year. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. India has reaffirmed the close bonds of friendship it shares with Bhutan and promised a firm commitment to further strengthen the bilateral relations according to the priorities of the Bhutanese government and its people. The sentiment of solidarity in the cause of Bhutan's development was conveyed by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri to Prime Minister of Bhutan Sherin Thobge in Thimphu yesterday. Mr. Misri also called on Foreign Minister of Bhutan D.N. Dungyel. They discussed bilateral issues of mutual interest and ways to further strengthen exemplary bilateral ties across all sectors. Foreign Secretary Misri reached Thimphu yesterday on a two-day official visit to Bhutan. Bangladesh has announced imposition of curfew and deployment of military forces after police failed to quell days of deadly unrest that has spread throughout the country. Violence erupted in the country after protests by students demanding reforms in the quota system for government jobs. The clashes between student demonstrators and police have killed at least 105 people so far, posing a momentous challenge for Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's government after 15 years in office. Talking to media, Ms. Hasina's press secretary, Naeemul Islam Khan, said the government has decided to impose curfew and deploy the military in aid of the civilian authorities. Police in the capital city of Dhaka yesterday banned all rallies, processions and public gatherings, a first since protests began, in an effort to forestall more violence. Police Chief Habibur Rahman added the move was necessary to ensure public safety. As a result of the unrest, television news channels in Bangladesh are off-air, telecommunications has been disrupted, and many newspaper websites and social media accounts are inactive. Mobile internet has also been temporarily suspended in the country in the wake of the protests. Meanwhile, briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, the ministry has urged Indian nationals in Bangladesh to follow the advisory issued by the High Commission in Dhaka.
We have issued a travel advisory for people to be in touch with the High Commission and for us to render any assistance that they may need. External Affairs Minister is himself monitoring the situation. The High Commission will be giving regular updates on the situation there.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness at the passing away of Vietnamese leader Nguyen Phu Trong. In his message, Mr. Modi said, India stands in solidarity with the people and leadership of Vietnam in this hour of grief. The General Secretary of Vietnam's ruling Communist Party, Nguyen Phu Trong, who was considered as the country's top leader, died yesterday. He was 80 years old. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, coastal Karnataka and south interior Karnataka today. More from our correspondent.
The IMD added that heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions will prevail over parts of Kerala, Telangana, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh today and over Madhya Maharashtra and coastal and south interior Karnataka during the next 4 days. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall conditions will be present over Jharkhand and Gangetic West Bengal today and over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, East Rajasthan and north interior Karnataka during the next 4 days. The weather agency added that similar conditions will be present over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya during the next 3 to 4 days. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Gujarat, the coastal districts of Saurashtra continue to witness heavy rainfall for the past 2 days, leading to flood-like situation in low-lying areas. Our correspondent reports that Devbhoomi Dwarka and Porbandar were worst affected districts, recording more than 20 inches of rainfall in the last 36 hours. Our correspondent has the details.
Nearly 57 villages have been affected by the floods in the state. State Relief Commissioner Alok Kumar Pandey said 10 teams each of NDRF and SDRF have been deployed in flood-affected districts. He said 45 people stranded in flood water were rescued, while around 400 people living in low-lying areas were shifted to safer locations. More than 200 roads, including 9 state highways, have been affected due to rains. 13 dams in the state have been put on high alert. Meanwhile, IMD has issued red alert in 9 districts of Saurashtra and South Gujarat, including Porbandar, Gir Somnath and Surat. Aparna Khun, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
In Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, defending champions India beat Pakistan by 7 wickets in their opening game of the tournament at Dambulla in Sri Lanka last evening. Chasing a target of 109 runs, Indian Eves overhauled the score with 7 wickets in hand and 35 balls to spare. Indian opener Sriti Mandhana with 45 runs and Shefali Verma with 40 runs made valuable contribution for women in blue. Earlier, opting to bat first, Pakistan were all out at 108 runs in 19.2 overs. Deepti Sharma scabbed 3 wickets by giving away just 20 runs. She was adjudged player of the match. India will next take on UAE tomorrow. India clinched the last Women's Asia Cup in 2022 and holds a record of 7 Asia Cup titles overall. In Swedish Open tennis, Spaniard Rafael Nadal will face Croatian Duje Adjukovic in the men's singles semifinals at Bosta in Sweden today. Nadal stormed into the last four after beating Argentina's Mariano Navone in a grueling four-hour thriller. The 22-time Grand Slam champion won the match 6-7-7-5-7-5. In other semifinals fixture, Argentinian Thiago Agustin Tirante will face 7-seeded Nuno Borges of Portugal. India Post has advised people to plan their Rakhi shipments by the 31st of July in order to ensure the timely receipt of Rakhis to their loved ones. It had advised people to follow some do's and don'ts to navigate the complexities of international mailing and minimize the likelihood of delays and customs-related hitches. People should accurately disclose the contents of the package on the customs declaration form to expedite the clearance process. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shefali Singh.
Thank you, Saira. Microsoft outage and its repercussions felt across sectors is the leading headline of all dailies. India among major nations hit by Microsoft outage, flights, banks, media outlets disrupted globally. Indian aviation sector affected, writes the Pioneer. While Business Standard writes, Microsoft global outage disrupts aviation in India. And the Asian Age headlines, global tech outage hits flights, airport operations, hospitals in India. Center to introduce 6 new bills in Parliament, writes the Pioneer. Supreme Court to look at immunity to governors under Article 361, reports the Indian Express. UPSC moves to cancel Pooja Khedkar's selection, citing gross anomalies, writes the Statesman. And the Hindu writes, expectations rise towards Indian contingent's best tally in the Paris Olympics and Paralympics. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thank you, Shefali. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Global services from airlines to healthcare slowly recovering after massive IT outage world over. Indian financial and payment systems remain largely unaffected from Microsoft services outage. India reaffirms close bonds of friendship with Bhutan, promises firm commitment to further strengthen bilateral ties. Bangladesh imposes nationwide curfew and deploys military as death toll crosses 100 in anti-quota protest. In Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India beat Pakistan by 7 wickets in their opening game at Dambulla in Sri Lanka. And in Swedish Open tennis, Rafael Nadal to face Duje Adjukovic in men's single semi-finals at Bosta today. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.